Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It's time for another Christmas Wish, and this morning we have Cassandra on the phone. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Hi, Cassandra. Now, listen, we've gotten your nomination for Christmas Wish for Jessica Farrington. Now, how do you know Jessica?
I met Jessica about 4 years ago when she enrolled her son in my guitar class.
Oh.
And then eventually enrolled her daughters in my music class.
I see.
Wow.
So you are a music teacher.
I am. Yes, I have a music degree and I'm currently working on my teaching credential.
Wow, look at you
okay.
go. Well, listen, we're going to get Jessica on the line and then we'll have you read your nomination. So hang on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jessica?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Jessica. It's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. Good morning.
Good morning.
I bet you're wondering why we're calling.
Yes.
Well, we are doing our Christmas wish, and we have someone you know on the line, Cassandra Martinez. Say hello.
Hi, Jessica.
Oh, my gosh.
Cassandra nominated you for a Christmas wish. Now, Jessica, would be okay if she went ahead and read her nomination?
Of course.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cassandra.
Okay. I met this family almost 4 years ago when they enrolled their son in my guitar class. The mom, Jessica, has struggled with multiple sclerosis for 13 years. In October, she ended up in the hospital for a couple weeks. She lost function of her right side and had to get chemotherapy, steroids, and plasma transfusions. Her husband, Robert, is a U.S. Army veteran, and he's been taking care of her, their 16-year-old son, and 5- and 8-year-old daughters. Robert lost his job at the beginning of the pandemic due to COVID-19. This has been a struggle for the family. Jessica was back in the hospital in November until further notice, undergoing treatment for growing lesions on her brain and spine. She was lucky to make it home just in time for Thanksgiving with her family. It has been tough for the kids and for Robert to see their mom and wife fight for her life. This family could use a break this holiday season. The kids need to feel the holiday spirit, even though mom may not be home for the holidays this year.
Well, Jessica, we want to grant a Christmas wish for you, okay?
I don't even know what to say. This is amazing.
How are you feeling right now?
I go in tomorrow to get a port put in to start plasmapheresis treatment for 12 weeks and then do a stem cell transplant. So this is... I still got a big fight ahead of me.
Yes. We just want to try to help you fight through this because, you know, Jagger's a cancer survivor and we know how difficult it is to get through something like this.
So I have a great idea. How about for just a minute or two here, we think about something different. Let's think about Christmas and Christmas morning. And our friends at the Barnes Firm want to make sure that your Christmas wish comes completely true. So
yep.
Every Christmas wish starts with a Christmas tree. And I got to tell you, you may be getting the best Christmas tree in the city because it's coming from our good friend Chicken Charlie. He has opened up a Christmas tree lot in Grossmont Center, and he wants you guys to come out and pick out a tree, all right?
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then to make that tree really cool looking, we have a $75 gift card from our friends at Armstrong Garden Centers where you can pick up your wreath and all the decorations for the tree and make it look beautiful.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
And we're talking about Christmas dinner now because we don't want you to have to worry about it. We want you to concentrate on getting well. And so our friends at Barron's Market want to give you a $100 gift card to pick out stuff for your Christmas dinner. And then we also have a dear friend, Sari. She owns Better Off Med Spa, and she's going to include a $200 Visa card for anything extra that you might want around your Christmas plans.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Our friends at the Barnes Firm said the thing that's most important to them is that the kids have things under the tree for Christmas. So Christy picked out the stuff for the girls. I'll let her tell you all about that.
Well, me and Sam picked out some stuff. Tell me about Emma. Now, she's 8?
Yes, she's 8. She's very girly. She's very athletic. She just loves anything girly, but she's also, you know, very strong and can climb any tree and do any obstacle and put in front of her as well.
My kind of girl. And what about Brielle? She's 5?
She's 5, and she's very girly and very funny and definitely keeps us on our toes.
Well, we're going to give them each a Barbie Fashionista doll, so you can put that
oh, wow.
under under the tree for Christmas. And then Sam and I picked out the most amazing Barbie Dreamhouse dollhouse with a pool slide. So of them can play with that. And then they're Brielle is going to get the Barbie 3-in-1 Dream Camper playset. And Emma's going to get the Barbie food truck. So they're going to be Barbied out and they can girly girl all they want.
They're going to be blown away because I told them that Santa could not bring them the Barbie Dreamhouse.
Oh, well, you know what? Yes, Santa is.
All right. And so another thing, our friends at the Barnes firm, they always say, you know what? Give the kids what they need to do what they think they want to do as grown-ups to make a living. And I understand there's a couple of things that David wants to do. So first of all, he's into welding. Is that correct?
Yes, okay. He loves welding.
And how old is he?
He's 16.
16. All right.
Awesome.
Well, listen, you can wrap this up and put it on the tree. We've got a nice welding jacket for him so he doesn't burn his clothes up, if that's okay with you.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get him some welding gloves so he doesn't hurt his hands. And then I understand he'd like to have a welding helmet?
Yes, he would.
All right. It's going to be under the tree Christmas morning, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
And some welding pliers to round out his welding equipment.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now, I apologize for this, but I know, Cassandra, you're a music teacher, correct?
I am, yes.
Okay. Well, he's going to be making a lot of noise because we would like to, along with the Barnes firm, give him a Fender Stratocaster. It's transparent blue, comes with picks, comes with an amp, the whole thing. So it's it's going to be a little loud, but is he going to enjoy that?
You've got
Is okay, that, I'm crying now.
Is that what he really wanted?
Yes.
Done.
Music is everything to him. Of course, he wants to weld, and that's a profession he wants to go into, but... music is his passion, and it's gotten him through a lot.
Well, hopefully this will take it to the next level for him. He sounds like a great kid.
He is. Thank you. Cassandra, I can't believe you did this. Thank you guys so much.
We're not done yet.
Nope.
We're not done.
Not done. Like Jagger said, our friends at the Barnes firm want to make sure that you have a very special Christmas. And so we want to help with medical expenses, and we're going to give you $700 to kind of catch you up on your medical expenses, your prescriptions, and your medical bills.
Oh, wow.
Is that going to help out a little bit?
We can't thank you enough.
Well, you don't have to thank us. You just have to enjoy it. But I tell you what, wouldn't Christmas be much better if you didn't have to pay that rent? So we're going to give you $1,800 to take care of your rent.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are angels. Thank you so much.
Well, we couldn't do it without our friends at the Barnes firm. And, of course, Cassandra, who, what a great teacher, helping out the kids. So what do you think? Is he going to be a good guitar player?
Oh, yeah.
He is. All right. Well,
he came into my class not knowing anything about the guitar, and now he's way better than me.
Wow. That's a pretty good stamp of approval.
Well, and Jessica, we're praying for you and a full recovery and that you can push through this stage in your life and get to the next stage. And we just want to make sure you know how much we care and want you to just have a little bit of stress-free holiday.
Thank you. I can't thank you enough. You guys are just angels, and thank you.
Well, it is our pleasure. And there's only one other thing I need to make this wish come true, and that's I need a Merry Christmas on the count of three. So here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas!
If you know someone who could use some help this season, nominate them. Or you can even give back and make someone's Christmas wish come true. Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.